Turn, if you would, to the 71st Psalm, Psalm 71. We're going to deviate from the church covenant for just a bit, at least today. And I want to speak from the 71st Psalm. And I hope this will be a help to us as a church. If I can't remember who all was here. Dad and I, we talk almost every day. Almost every day. And if we don't talk every day, it's usually, I just don't have it in me. It's not a lack of want to, I just worn out. But he preached on alone yet not alone. And we have been talking about kind of the uniqueness of this church, the Bible Baptist Church, and we have a lot of aged. And I don't mean that in any disrespect. And I had been thinking on the subject of the aged, and then he preached on that, and I thought about, you know, with some of the widows, and then Sister McDonald now being at home, I said, well, he's done getting in my line of thought. I know that was a blessing to me. But I want to look at this in verse 9. And I just want to look at the subject of kind of what the Bible says about being aged. Or I don't know exactly how to phrase it. I might come up with a better line of thought or something of that. But Psalm 71 and verse 9. One writer, he called it the prayer of David in the decline of life. The prayer of David in the decline of life. And that'll work too. But I want you to read with me here. He says, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. And I think that this will help some of us in one way and some of us in another way. Some of you, because you are in a time of old age, and some of us because we don't consider necessarily those in a time of old age. Until very recently, I still went along mentally like I was 18 until the end of the day when I didn't feel 18 anymore. But there are things that when you get older, as I've watched my parents, and no disrespect to them, they've gotten older, and they'll be the first to tell you. I remember in Kansas, we were putting in a new window. I'd broken a window in the laundry room, and Mom and Dad, or Dad was helping. And I had a power drill, and he had to hold it with two hands to put the window in. And I goes, oh boy, he's lost some strength in his arms. And that was, I kind of knew I was like, oh, he's getting old. And I had a friend in high school, and his dad, he was much older. He'd had him later in life, and he said something about, no, he's really strong. He's gotten his old man strength. And I'd never heard that expression before. He's gotten his old man strength. And I hope I get that one day, that old man strength. But we find here that David is writing. And if you look with me over in the book of Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, one writer he stated this. He said, and I understand this. He said, old age is a time of but little natural enjoyment. And I think the Bible agrees with that statement here in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1, it says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And some of you can probably say, you know, there were days when maybe you woke up and you didn't have the complaints bodily that you have today. You know, this didn't hurt and that didn't hurt, and it didn't hurt to do this and didn't bother you to do that. And you could do this and you could do that and you could do all these things. And I think that that's what he's referring to here. And there was a time of old age is a time of but little natural enjoyment. And so there's things that, you know, as you get older, you don't take as much enjoyment in as you used to. You know, I've seen these, I was in the hospital, you know, and there's commercial after commercial after commercial, and we don't have, we just have streaming, things that stream, so we don't have the commercials. But all of them are, all the commercials in the hospital are for pills. Some type of pill. And all these people, well, now after taking this pill, now I can enjoy this. And now I can garden this. And now I can do that. Well, before they couldn't do that. They couldn't do all these things that they wanted to do. They couldn't enjoy life, essentially. And we find here that the Bible tells us that there's a lot of things that people, they lose enjoyment of in life as they get older. And there's a lot of things, as I said, we take for granted. We take a lot of things for granted. And so David here, he says, cast me not off in the time of old age, forsake me not when my strength faileth. One writer said there is, he went on to say, there is the more need, therefore, for other enjoyments. It is a soil on which that kind of pleasure will not grow, but the joys of religion will, and there may be fruit in old age. Essentially, old age is a soil in which, and only which, only the fruit of religion will grow. You're still going to have enjoyment in the things of Christ in old age. I can say with all honesty that there are things, even at this wonderful age of 42, that God has taken away from me. I don't enjoy them like I used to. And I mean it. I used to live and die with the teams that I rooted for. And now, I mean, I still like to see whether or not they win or lose, but I don't live and die with it. The point that we're making is that in the end, your concern, especially if you're saved, is that you're going to enjoy Christ. You're going to enjoy the things of Christ. And I think about, and I hope, I don't think he'll mind, Brother Crowder said to me, he said time and again to me, he says one of the true enjoyments of his life is studying the Word of God. That's one of the true enjoyments of life. It's getting up and studying the Word of God. Now, he has difficulty, he says, because of the Alzheimer's, because of the body, but he has an enjoyment in doing it. And we ought to have an enjoyment in the things of Christ. And so these are things that ought to be our object, are the things of God. Look over, if you would, in Psalm 92. Psalm number 92. And let's read, if you would, verse 14. And let's back up, if you would, to verse 13. Psalm 92, 13 and 14. It says, "Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing." So, they're still going to bring forth fruit in old age, aren't they?
Amen.
They're still going to bring forth that which brings glory unto the Lord. Now, there's a lot of things, and that people say, well, you know, what are people good for in their old age? Or what are things good for? Well, they're still bringing forth fruit, aren't they? Yeah. How about Isaiah 40? Isaiah 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 30 and 31. Here it says, even the youths, Isaiah 40, verse 30, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They that mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And so here we have, again, a description of how that, while there might be a little natural enjoyment, there is actually still enjoyment in the things of Christ, isn't there?
Amen.
Now, we also find that old age is a time in which the troubles of life are often known to increase. It's a time in which troubles in life are known to increase. Some of that is because, as the Bible tells us, that as the years go on, times are going to become more perilous. So the longer you live, and you go on in the course of this life, the more perilous or dangerous times are going to become. Especially in the day and age in which you and I are living. So generally speaking, there's going to be more trouble, isn't there? But also, the body breaks down, doesn't it? There's a time in which troubles of life are known to increase. There are those who struggle. Some are poor and can struggle no longer and sink under hardships. Others have families and live to see their children's miseries. Or, if we fear God, will grieve us. We might see their evil courses. That is to say, we might see them go in the ways of evil, as opposed to the way of righteousness. How fit is David's prayer, "Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth." Some will lose their friends by death. I remember my mamaw, Hilly, she had a phone book. For those of you who don't know what a phone book or address book is, because everything's kept in a cell phone nowadays, but an address book is where you'd have a book and you'd write, it's alphabetical order, and you write people's names and their address and their phone numbers in it. And that way you'd keep it, friends and families in it. And I think hers was one that everybody in it had died. She'd outlived them all. Just the way it was. I mean, somebody had to do it, right? But preachers and preachers' wives and church members and so on and so forth. David had outlived some as well. He'd outlived generals that had served him. He'd outlived a best friend by the name of Jonathan. He'd outlived sons. One who tried to rebel against him. He would not outlive all of them, but he still had this prayer, "Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth." No doubt those were times when strength failed. Strength would fail when he would lose other friends by death. Strength seemed to fail him when his child was born by Bathsheba and was under a sentence of death. We also find that there are a great many troubles of life dealing with this body alone. what care we take for this body. Its aches, its pains, and nothing's wrong with any of that. But wait, may we not take greater care for the soul? We also find that the Bible says that old age, it's speaking of it, old age is a time in which the troubles of life not only increase, but they become less tolerable. They become less tolerable. There was a, you know, when we played football, you know, there's a saying, you know, you, something would happen with your jam a finger or something, and, you know, you'd say, oh, well, cut it off. So you'd stay out on the field or rub some dirt on it or something of that nature to go back and play on the field. Not a lot said about that anymore, is it? Not in a time of old age. Young people, we will weather the storm. I don't know about it anymore. Used to be. This new, not with the present company excluded, this new generation coming up, they can't decide whether they're boys or girls. I don't know whether they'll weather a storm or not. Hardships that were faced by Jacob yet he had great difficulty after having lost Rachel his wife who he loved. Old age is a time that ought to command respect and does so among children who are dutiful or full of duty, and especially those who are Christians. But yet it's often known to be attended with neglect. I've had two grandmothers who were in nursing homes and I've seen many other aged people in nursing homes. Some of the people there were tended to on a regular basis by loved ones, and other people never seen. They got dropped off and never seen from again. And their children lived in the same town. We also find that, humanly speaking, the time of old age is the time that borders on eternity. It's the time when you're going to go where you're going to forever reside. Where you're going to go and be in the comfort and confines with the Lord Jesus Christ, or you're going to be eternally separated from God. Now, this does not mean that the time of old age is not a time in which God cannot save. Because He can save. The day of salvation is the day of His choosing. But I will say that the time of old age is made easier, and I'm sure that we've seen folks go through the time of old age, it's made easier when one is already saved. There are those who do not have the hope, who do not have Christ as Savior, who do not have God's favor and presence in the time of old age. There are some tottering on to the grave who are yet wicked. They are ripe in wickedness. They are deceitful, crafty, oppressive, wicked, vile men and women. I think our government's filled with them. I don't think that's the only place. In fact, even some of the very sins that they can no longer act out through a failure of their own physical natural powers, yet they will still recall them in their wicked imaginations and boast of them. And will repeat in conversations these are accursed of God. And they go on in their trespasses. Look over, if you would, in Psalm 48. Psalm number 48. I'm sorry, Psalm number 68. And I'd like to read verse 21. Verse 21, it says, Psalm 68, verse 21, "But God shall wound the head of His enemies and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses." So these are those who just keep going on in trespasses. They don't stop. They just keep on keeping on in their own sinful ways. And the psalmist, what does he say? "Cast me not off in a time of old age." You see, really, in reality, this is your only hope. See, it's not Medicare, Medicaid, your pension, your 401k, your retirement. It's none of that. It's Christ. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only hope any of us have.
Right. Amen.
So, Lord, don't cast me off. This shows David's that he can abide through anything and everything, even the difficulties of old age. I'd like you to notice here, he says, "Forsake me not when my strength faileth." Now, there's all kinds of strengths. There's all kinds of strength. Knock it off. There's physical strength. There's strength of health. There's emotional strength. Financial strength. I mean, we can go on and on. But he says, when my strength faileth. I don't know which specific strength here that David was referring to. But the Bible tells us that David had strength that failed. You know, he wasn't like Moses, was he? He wasn't like Christ. Christ was on Calvary, and yet he was in total 100% control and power of everything. Amen. David was losing physical strength. He was losing all of these strengths. You know, there's still strength that you can have, and that is the strength of influence. And I can prove it to you in this way. That we all have a brother in Christ, a member of this church, who's lost a lot of strength. And he's in a nursing home right now. But does not Brother McDonald still have a strength of influence? Mm-hmm. Does not his conduct and his life and how he came to church and put the Lord first and served the Lord, does that not have a strength of influence over the brethren and over the ladies and members of this church? Amen. So you can still have a strength of influence. You can lose your strength of influence too. But as we look at this and we see and we observe this, there's a lot of things that go on as you continue on, as you grow older. There's a lot of things that for us who are younger, that our older brothers and sisters in Christ are dealing with. And there's a lot of things that we can aid and help them in. And then there's a lot of things that you're going through that maybe we don't know. You know, and you have to kind of do as they say is, you know, well, you know, try to put yourself in their shoes. Because one day you're going to be in it if the Lord tarries. And if you're here and you're already in this situation, here's a prayer that you can pray. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. So I pray that the Lord will help us. And I have a suspicion, and I'm sure that this is true, that in one of your desires is that there'll be a church here for your children and grandchildren and for others' children and grandchildren, and that there will be a church in this community for others to go to for the honor and glory of the Lord. So that He can be worshipped and His Word can be declared forth. That the gospel will continue to go forth and a place for Him to be worshipped in for the generations to come until the Lord says, "Come up hither." That ought to be all of our desires. And that we just pass it on to the next generation in better hands than what we got it in. Just pass it on. And so may the Lord bless His Word. And so, be in prayer for us, Lord willing, next Sunday, Brother Crow will preach, and then I'll be preaching as well in our schedule or format, I don't know what to call it, but it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Let's stand and we'll close in prayer. If you're able to, there's the choir practice. We'd encourage you to stay for any of them. It's not quite a train wreck anymore, but you can watch us join.